We should say on the air that Tom Kierine is retiring, and this is it. This is your last hair with us here.
It is. It is. Mark and Bruce, so great working
You're
with you.
You're amazing, man. We're going
to
miss you.
Oh, thanks so much. It's been an honor to be a part of WTOP's great legacy here over the last few years.
We've loved it.
Thanks so much. And I would like to say I've already mentally checked out, but...
Oh, we knew that.
There's one more forecast to go. Yeah, we have on the Storm Team 4 radar a few showers that have popped up here. They're right along just south of the Route 50 corridor in Prince George's County, just now crossing into southern Anne Arundel, northern Calvert. And there's another one, shower just exiting Stafford County. That's just now coming into southern Charles. But otherwise, just a few clouds around, low humidity in place still. But it's going to start getting a little more humid tomorrow. But this afternoon, we'll be hovering in the upper 80s here over the next couple of hours. And then overnight tonight, bottoming out near 70 by dawn tomorrow. And then during the day on Thursday, the humidity does return and we get hotter. That'll be up into the low to mid-90s on Thursday afternoon. Then as we get into Friday, pretty good chance of some afternoon showers and some thunder showers into the mid-80s. And a smaller chance over the weekend on Saturday with highs upper 80s. Then Sunday, it looks pretty nice, partly cloudy, just a small chance of a late-day shower, and lower humidity does return on Sunday. Right now, Lorton is up to 87 degrees, Annapolis at 85, and Reagan National, 86.
I'm impressed he got all 4 days in the four-day forecast.
Yeah, well, we have to. It's a mandate.
If only folks could see the Speedo and the flip-flops on the radio.
I got the Margaritaville shirt on, too.
Yeah, all right, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
Right, congratulations, Tom.
Thanks so much.